Let's use these various categories. Let me throw them out and tell me how you think they could be used in these different situations. Let's talk about business, first of all, because I think a lot of people are stressed out about the economy still. How can you use that to better your own situation?
How can you use, I'm sorry, say that again?
In business, in the business
world. Oh, in business. Oh, it's well known that there's literature. This is in the book, Awakening Intuition. I wrote another book called The Intuitive Advisor, but the first book I wrote called Awakening Intuition. The first chapter shows intuition used in all the different professions. Business, a lot of people who do stocks, picking stocks, trends, always get that extra hunch. But they also do all the detailed work, looking at the economics. But once again, you have to have that gut hunch of what's that next step. So economics, looking at the trends, looking at what stocks. But you're looking at an area that I'm awful at, so I have no idea. But they it's obvious that people, when I grew up, that there was this Mr. Cager who we used to always go see, and he would always know what areas in town the land was going to go up in valuation. That's the other area. What areas are going to go up in valuation? Property values.
He was a good speculator.
That's it. Speculation is the word. What's speculation? Intuition.
Relationships.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite is matchmaking. Ultimately, you can get details about someone's life. But then there is this little spark, S-B-A-R-K, I'm originally from Rhode Island, that you can't really, this nuance, that you can't really put your name on. That's intuition. The best matchmakers, I always watch these matchmaking shows, and I do a little bit of it on the phone myself. I watch these matchmaking shows, and I've always seen that they use a little bit of intuition, the Millionaire Matchmaker and others. They always have this kind of second or third or fifth sense that you can see that they're adding on top of the criteria that they got about the people that they're choosing.
I've got a friend, she's the numbers lady, and she picked her husband by his astrological numbers and how they matched with hers. And they're still married and very happy. It works.
She only has one husband?
She only has one. How many?
Very good.
How many should she have?
No, I know.
You make it sound like she should have three or four going
no,
at the same
no,
time.
No, I think that's great. Astrology is absolutely fabulous, and I've read about medical astrology. It's very interesting. There's a whole body of literature about why medical astrology works, that schizophrenics are born more under one month or conceived under 1 month, and it's because maybe more viruses or during that time or something. No one really knows, but there's a reason why medical astrology has scientific underpinning.
Well, she's a numerologist, so you two should get together. You know, you might be able to come up with something that really, really works here.
Fascinating. You know, people, absolutely fascinating.
And that's another thing. I think people like to be matched up the right way. And
Well, there's a whole thing about temperament and the brain. And this whole concept of Mars and Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and how that formulates temperament. I did a lot of studies with the natal chart and temperament and the aspects. And if you look at psychiatry and astrology, you'll see that a lot of the natal chart with aspects is very, very interesting. A lot of mass murderers are born with Pluto and Mars aspects. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's very interesting because it has to do with Mars as a violence, but it also is charisma, depending on how you use it. So,
who's more intuitive, a man or a woman? Does it matter?
Stop. They're both intuitive. It has to do with who verbalizes it more. You see, a traditional woman has more connections with the right brain, intuition, in the left with words, so she's going to talk about it more. But a man has intuition. A traditional man, he may just not talk about it. He'll act on it more. So Both of them have intuition, but one just talks about it more.
Do successful people have a higher intuitive power?
Successful people may have learned how to access it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that unsuccessful people have yet to tap into it.
Or recognize it.
I think that everybody can learn to be intuitive. Everybody who can learn how to access it, just like, I mean, I listen to your commercials, the Rosetta Stone, hello. Isn't the Rosetta Stone some kind of intuitive device?
Yes.
I don't know much about it, but all I know is I bought a Rosetta Stone for somebody, and it's how do you learn a language in a very fast way? Well, intuition is just another language. How do you learn it in a very fast way? You obviously have a capacity. Everybody can sing. You can take singing lessons. Not everybody can be a Beverly Sills or a Barbara Streisand, but everybody can be taught to sing with lessons. That's why everybody wants to be American Idol. They all want to go there and learn how to sing. So everybody can learn to be intuitive, and you can take intuition lessons.
See, I think a lot of people who are intuitive don't want to recognize it. They want to fight it. They might not like the answer, so they try to go against the grain. And they probably always get the short end of the stick because they always say to themselves then, I knew it, I shouldn't have, as I mentioned. But I think a lot of people, given the fact that, you know, they have the ability to see the future that they may not like, they probably won't go down that road. And maybe
they should. Well, this is an interesting story.
Yeah.
At Bethesda Hospital in the neurology wing, there was a guy who had epilepsy. And as I said, epileptics, especially in this area, for intuition and mysticism, have more intuition, intuitive events. So in the middle of the night, this guy sits up, and he has all the EEG wiring on him, and he stands in the middle of a seizure. After a seizure, he sits up, and he says to the nurse, and they record this on the chart, my father just died. So he has a seizure, and then he has an intuitive event in this area of the brain for intuition. So the nurse writes, patient sits up and patient states, father just died. So the next morning, they find out that the patient's father indeed died of a car accident. Okay?
Yep.
So they present this to the head attending, the head physician, who is very skeptical and, you know, doesn't believe in the future. You can know the future before it happens. Are you following me?
I'm with you.
So my friend, the neuropsychologist there, says, Dr. X, what do you think about the fact that this patient stood up in the middle of a seizure, had an intuitive event, and said, my father just died? And you know what the doctor said? The doctor said, since it's impossible to know the future before it happens, that event couldn't possibly have happened.
See, that doctor's so rigid. So rigid.
No, that doctor is actually a very brilliant person. He's just saying, I can't fit that into my brain. Because it doesn't make sense to me. And I understand that. What he's saying is I can't handle that piece of data. It messes me up.
Right.
And that's, to be honest with you, that's an honest statement. I don't have a problem with that. Because he's just basically saying I can't handle that. Good.
Yeah, but is he saying the guy is not right?
He didn't say that. He just said, he's just saying it can't happen. He's not saying the guy's a nut. I like the way he's rejecting it for his brain. I'm just hoping that that's what he's saying. From my perspective, I think it's a cool story because everyone in their life has stories like that where they see an intuitive event, they have proof that it's an intuitive event, intraconvertible proof, and then they show it to someone and they go, nope, didn't happen. You sit right there and you look at it.
He should be more open-minded, though, I think.
You know what? Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I have a sign in my house, woulda, coulda, shoulda. And I should have been 5'8", okay? I should have been 5'8", but my spine was fused, and I'm 5'3". Woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is what it is.